1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. Seriously, well done by Matt Corrale, because it threw me all the way off. He read that red. English is hard sometimes. He read that read, and I was like, I thought we were going to have to bail him out because he was asking a question. He actually sounded like he got fed up. He's like, what are you waiting for? And I was like, I don't know. What am I waiting for?
he just quits on the spot. I'm waiting for that day, by the way. I'm waiting for the day just some update anchor just fumbles and bumbles their way through, and then halfway, it's just like, I'm done. Just walks out the door, never comes back.
If it wasn't me when I was a terrible update anchor, it won't happen.
You had too much ambition attached to yourself. You knew that there were better things on the horizon for yourself. I'm talking about like a beaten down update anchor that just just does it for a little bit and then is like, oh yeah, okay, all right.
Is there a name you're thinking of? Because it feels like there's a name specifically you're thinking
of. I'm getting very descriptive as if there is. I've no name in mind.
Yeah, that's a nice way to handle that. Yeah. In case we missed it,
we both know I would say the name if I had one in mind.
Would you? Unless they're currently on the staff.
It would have to be someone on the staff. That's what we're talking about, right?
The safe bet would be like somebody who used to work here. The first name I thought of is somebody that I don't think I should say. This is great radio. In case we missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes, let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
The Chaplunge is still causing fights around the NFL. Miami head coach Mario Cristobal took a shot at draft guru Mel Kiper, saying he talked to a million people about the Miami quarterback and number one pick Cam Ward, but that Kiper wasn't one of them. Kiper then quote tweeted the Brett McMurphy tweet, regurgitating the
Cristobal. Kiper's on Twitter? I had no idea.
It's a little too much. The Cristobal quote, while saying he had Ward ranked higher than any other draft analyst, he also commented he didn't talk to Deion Sanders about Shador either. Is this fight as dumb as it sounds when I read it off?
What does Mel Kiper's hairspray have to say about the fight? It's pretty dumb. Why you don't have to be talking to Cristobal, to Deion, any of their head coaches to be a draft analyst? How many coaches do you think Dane Brugler talks to when it's all said and done?
I just think, I think Mario Cristobal has every right to be a little sensitive about how little ESPN's broadcast talked about Cam Ward. You know, the number one pick in the draft?
He was also the number one pick, though. Like, once it's picked, I'm with you in that he got absolutely high-roaded when it came to coverage. But, like, once you're picked, you're picked. Then they talk about it, and then we keep this thing moving. It's the people that aren't picked that always generate the most interest.
If Shador was
taken 7th overall, they wouldn't have been talking about Shador in the 5th round. They wouldn't have been day 2 conversations about Shador Sanders if he was taken even 9th to the Saints. That conversation would have existed, and then it would have gone away.
I think one of the biggest frustrations about draft coverage is they keep talking about the first round, even when you're in the 5th round. I just don't get Mel Kiper, man. Like, just don't care. You're Mel Kiper. You've had a great career. Maybe you got 5 years left.
I love that he cares this much.
Maybe your hair's got 6 months left. Who knows? But the point is, like,
in a world of people just cashing paychecks and not caring about their reputation, I love that Kiper is doubling down.
Yeah, but it's not equal. He doesn't care about everything equally. He just cares about people being critical of his lust for Shador Sanders, which was weird at the time and remains weird now.
Listen, the directive all day had to have been discuss Shador as often as possible. In his mind, he was just doing a job well done, I would imagine. He knows where the intrigue was. It was around Shador. I thought I had one more on that. Oh, you know what I do? Let's go. Let's stay with, if we're in the Sanders camp, let's stay with it. Netflix has announced that Deion is getting his own Netflix show that's going to debut next season. Now, they did not say.
Is it called Primetime?
I don't know. I don't know if they announced a name or not. They might have. If they did, Primetime seems like pretty on the money.
Yeah.
Seems like
almost too on the nose.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah. But
time for Prime.
I wanted more info. Like, is this going to be like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians version of the Deion Sanders household?
Haven't they done stuff like this before? Like, I remember, like, right after Deion got divorced, there's like a really emotional clip of him talking about Shador as like a, he's like a young man, like maybe 10 or 11, struggling with the divorce.
Yeah, well, so Dion did one with Barstool a couple years ago. That was, it was fully funded by Portnoy and the company, and then they just followed him around with cameras for a very extensive amount of time. Mm. And he still had cameras over the previous couple years, but I don't know where any of that footage went.
I don't think anybody does. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. And it's, I think because Shador is on it, is going to make me want to watch it even more. Now, if Shador stinks this upcoming season, that answer might change.
Will Boog be on it? I want to know, like, what are the principal characters here? Who are the, is this an ensemble?
I mean, anyone outside of Dion, really, little Dion Jr., Shiloh.
Little Dion?
I didn't know what else. I was thinking of the commercial. Man. I was thinking of the commercial, the little Dion commercial.
Or maybe we're talking about a different little Dion.
That one, too. That one actually has been the main star for 40 years.
That guy really runs the show.
What do you think we're going to do? Are we just going to go to Colorado practices? Are we going to go to...
You're just going to watch him bully a bunch of Colorado reporters?
Is that all this is? It's like, step right up. You're now yelled at.
So, like, half the episode is him just belligerently talking smack. Oh, like, no.
It can't be Dion just, like, going to the grocery store. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, because he doesn't go to the grocery store.
I know. That's why I don't know what to expect. Well, keeping up with the Kardashians. Ooh. The Kardashians go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. That's not
for
staged.
For the show, they do.
Yeah,
that's why Dion
exactly.
could totally do it for the show as well.
What about Dion dating?
Oh.
Can you imagine? I'd watch that.
Like, speed dating, though.
Yes.
I don't need like him going on a date with an Insta model.
I want
25
like 90-day fiance.
No, I want one after the other.
That meets love on the spectrum.
And then
I
Mel
want
Kiper,
somewhere on there.
Mel Kiper style. He breaks them down after each one that he says no to.
Yeah. So Mel Kiper would do that. It would just be, man, I thought Dion had a great date here. I don't know what that girl was thinking.
And then he gets hung up on like the third Insta model and is just like, I can't believe he just passed her.
90-day fiance.
Nicely done.
I do not hate that, Mac Robinson. That might be the best thing you've ever done.
That was good.
Now, power down for the rest of the show.
Yeah, don't try to go for another one.
Then you get drunk on your own success.
Yeah.
And then we John Denver that thing. So
you can hit like one 350-yard homer, and then you're striking out the rest of the day. Just know it. Law of averages.
Yeah. And we're just talking about just things on air, not for
98 Deontay was really good.
Yeah. The NBA lottery lit up the world this week. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeting out on the heels of that the NFL lottery would do the same. Schefter since gone on various outlets, talked about it. Mike Greenberg has talked about it. If Schefter is saying this, does it mean you think power brokers within the NFL really want to see this?
I don't know why they want to go down this road. I know why the NBA wants to do it. I understand what their thinking is. I don't know. I don't know that it makes the most sense for the NFL, but I do love the idea that it's just not a race to the fewest amount of wins, and we figure something else out.
I think the NFL still thinks tanking is a bigger issue than it really was. I think it's part of the Week 18 conundrum we talked about earlier. Listen, here's the other thing that why they would do it. The NFL thinks whatever any league does, well, we can do that, but we can do it better.
I believe that they have that thought process as well. You know, in thinking about teams that didn't perform very well last year, I think the AFC in particular is in a weird spot, and so this goes over to all the NFL, and that we have so many teams with impressive win-loss records because we just have really good quarterbacks, and the teams that have their quarterbacks are just so much better than the teams that aren't, mm-hmm. and it's just made it very obvious the teams that can compete and the teams that can't compete. I mean, how many 5-win or fewer teams did we have last year?
Listen,
6? Legitimately, 6 teams in the AFC won 5 games or fewer. We never have that many.
The only thing that makes going 3-14 palatable is getting the number 1 pick or getting the number 2 pick or getting the number 3 pick. I think you're playing with mercury there, and I don't think you need to. I think the NBA or NFL parity is right where it needs to be.
The Colts have released a statement. So yesterday they released one of their videos, one of the schedule release videos, and it had an incident with Tyreek Hill. And he was a little Minecraft figure, and he was out in the boat, and it was a whole what do you do? And they said that they removed their schedule release video because it exceeded their rights with Microsoft and included the insensitive clip involving Tyreek Hill. But they really honed in on the idea that they... used the Microsoft IP and they weren't able to do that and get away with it. Tyreek Hill has responded and said he thought it was funny. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't... It's one of those things that happens in the NFL where people get overly sensitive on the behalf of somebody else. If Tyreek didn't have a problem, I actually did believe. Like, there were a couple, like, business people being like, this is an IP infringement. This could get you in serious trouble. This could cost you a lot of money. That's all the NFL cares about. Teams do not care about upsetting each other. I mean, look at the way the Browns addressed teams on their schedule. Look at how the Titans address teams. Schedule Rizzy, and the side effect for the Browns was diarrhea. They clearly do not care about what other teams think. So,
which I think should be in the spirit of it all. You should be able to make jokes. And I like the idea that Tyreek Hill was kind of cool with it. He just kind of rolled with it and went along with it.
I mean, in fairness, Tyreek is like one more bad situation away from being Antonio Brown.
Well, I think that's kind of what he's setting himself up for, right? Like, I can laugh along with it because one day I'm gonna post jokes on Twitter like Antonio Brown does.
Have the insert insensitive thing of the day.
Yeah, and I can't be sensitive Sally if I'm going to try to play that role.
Omaha! All right. I saw a tweet by a guy showing a giant Plinko board, of course, from The Price is Right, that Costco is selling. Would you want a life-size Plinko board?
What would I do with it? I mean, is it like you have people over at your house, and then you serve them burgers, and you have some beers, and you just play Plinko? It sounds kind of fun, but
okay, I was going to say, I heard judgment there, and you just described
it. It sounds kind of fun. I don't know. People are like, oh, we're going to play on the giant Plinko board. I think that sounds great for maybe like two or three times. Does that stay fun 10 times in?
I mean, you can turn it into Drinko at any point you wish.
Drinko's cool. What are they charging for this Plinko board?
I did not see the price. I'm going to tell you, it's got to be a pretty penny.
What was your favorite game on The Price is
Plinko.
Right?
Plinko. Or the Yodeler.
I like the Yodeler.
That guy was a little cocky for my liking, but I like the Yodeler.
He was a very cocky little guy, wasn't he?
I also just like the Showcase Showdown. Like, you ever see when somebody hits the double showcase?
Oh, yeah, it's always great.
It's great, unless you're that other person.
Well,
that has to be the opposite of what winning the lottery feels like.
Getting that close?
Yeah, and getting that close, and then somebody winning not just their prize, but your prize as well.
What game do you think you'd do the best on? I'd have to do something like the mini putt game or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say the mini putt game is that I think I could do okay.
I think I'd be awful at the actual over under price.
Oh, like the
comparison
on the panel?
Of all that.
No,
not the panel. Once you get past the panel,
yeah.
Sometimes they do the higher or the lower games.
Yeah, that's a game for overthink. That's a game that's not kind of overthinkers.
Also, the roll the dice game that they always give away a car on. I think that would be a pretty fun game to play because it takes very little skill. You're just rolling the dice and then going higher or lower.
Oh, see, that's the one that would, knowing that there's a car at stake, would just.
It's always a car at stake for that one, though. Like, that's the one that you're like, great, I got the dice game. Let's do this.
But I'm going to tell you, if I could play Plinko and I just got one of those center spots, I would just. Or. You do the wheel and you get you land on $1 twice.
Yeah.
I could die happy in either of those or both those scenarios.
So I did some research on it and I found that it's misleading because the shot, the camera or the picture of it.
Yeah, take it from the base.
Yeah.
It always makes it look bigger.
But it's 3.5 feet tall.
Wait, the Plinko board?
The Plinko board is 3.5 feet tall.
Wait, the real Plinko board?
No, the one at Costco is 3.5 feet tall.
The one at Costco is 3.5 feet tall. And again, the photo was taken so close to the actual board that it's misleading.
No,
that's not even fun.
And the guy called it a giant Plinko board.
That guy is now a jerk and a liar. And
we should all spam him immediately.
I think so. The only kind of Plinko board I would want.
Doxing's a little too far for people. Yeah, in this instance,
except for this clown.
Dox him. Get him fired.
Led to another problem that's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. It should be noted that Deion Sanders has now tweeted at Mel Kiper. I'm sure this is the story you've all been waiting for. So, of course, Mario Cristobal makes a comment to that Brett McMurphy tweets out, basically attacking Kiper's credibility, saying Kiper basically ignored Cam Ward in the lead up to the draft process. Mel Kiper then goes, well, I don't talk to a lot of coaches. I didn't talk to Deion about Shador. I still ranked your guy higher than any of the other draft analysts. And then Deion Sanders has quote tweeted the Mel Kiper quote tweet of the Brett McMurphy quote tweet saying, but I love you, my man. You stood on the desk with great balance, 10 toes down, and said what you doggone said and didn't flinch. You knew what time it was, my man, and we're blessed to be right here where God wanted us to be with opportunity. They forgot I was in the TV entertainment business for 20 years before coaching.
Big takeaway there. I like that Deion uses the phrase 10 toes down because he does not, in fact, have 10 toes.
So is it more impressive if you have 8 toes?
I just figured, like, if you got rid of a couple of them, maybe you'd say 8 toes down.
Well, no. He's saying Mel Kiper, who has 10 toes, is 10 toes down.
I know,
down.
But I would rewrite the phrase, maybe, or rewrite the expression. I'd probably avoid it completely, because then it would just be reminding people how, you know.
I think you have ownership. Like, if you go, okay, so he's saying Mel Kiper, 10 toes down. But if you then go, I've got 8 toes down. Right? And the people are like, well, why don't you have 10 toes?
Like, where's then the other 2 toes?
Then
you have to explain it.
No. Oh, that's even better. Oh,
hit him with a, I lost 2 toes?
You can't tell me.
You get sympathy Sanders, for saying I lost 2 toes?
You can't tell me Deion Sanders doesn't like the guy that isn't the guy that lays the trap for you to say something insensitive or snarky. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I'm sans 2 of my 10 toes.
And I'll beat you in a race with all 8 of them.
Like, almost every day when Meredith is here, yeah, I try and lay a trap because I just try and see, can I jam Meredith up, because she's one of the few people here left at the station that has a conscience. And so I'm like, I can make her feel bad today.
People don't have consciences around here?
No, I think
are we short on egos? Are we short on morals around here, or having a conscience?
I think it's just sports talk.
Okay.
I mean, granted, we can all say this.
Say it with conviction, will you?
I always say things with convictions. I say it with my chest because I got a big chest. I didn't come off the way I wanted it to. Mm. However, the point is, I will actually give this station credit, where even though a fair amount of us have gigantic egos that are disproportionate to what we actually do in this world,
like maybe, you know, calling ourselves the LeBron James of sports talk,
it's actually like there's nobody here that I'm like, that's objectively a bad person. Maybe it's because I've been enough around other stations that there's multiple people at other places that I've worked with, and I'm like, that dude's not a good human. Like, I just don't respect him professionally. I don't respect him as a human.
Yeah, that'd be unfortunate if we worked with people that I felt that way about.
Yeah.
I don't here. I think we do have a lot of people that, listen, I'm not saying I would trust all of them to like watch my daughter or anything like that, but I think they're all good people.
This feels like we've stumbled into some sort of gray area.
Who I wouldn't let watch my daughter?
Yeah.
Well, no one on the morning show, because I don't know him well enough.
Okay.
So I have to know you well enough in order to let you watch my daughter.
But who on the station actually knows you well enough to watch your daughter?
You could watch my daughter.
Oh, that's...
Phelps and Baskin could watch my daughter. Although I don't know about Baskin at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I might not have the patience for a 2.5-year-old.
I wouldn't want to do that to either one of them because they're, you know, they don't want to do that. They had their kids at a young age. You're not too far removed from it. You could still do it and get right back into it. I don't know that Baskin's attention would be the greatest though on that. I don't know.
So I have great attention, but I will tell you, for other people's daughters, if Charlotte's not a boy. No, Charlotte does remind me of my daughter.
She's just a sweet girl.
And so because she reminds me of my daughters, I would be the most attentive, but she would get away with murder.
She gets away with murder with me.
She would be like, a cookie? I'd be like, hell yeah, cookie. I think you've earned cookie.
Yeah. But, yeah, you get those cookies.
And then Vanessa would be like, she just had cookie 5 minutes ago. And I'd be like, I don't think you're paying attention here. This is a me and Charlotte decision. Yeah. You can get out of here.
She'd love you. Yeah. I think that's why she loves me so much. Because she's like, apple pouch. And I'm like, hell yeah, you get an apple pouch. Yeah. You're a sweetheart. You've done great today.
It's so funny you say this. Ness all the time will be like, I think the kids favor you. It's like, I buy their love. Same thing with the dog. The dog. Yeah. Hey, I'm having an oatmeal cream pie. Would you like one too? Like,
people are
no
easy.
No wonder he's morbidly obese.
Everyone's easy. Just never say no to him. No, yeah. Mongo looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah, he actually is. He's getting some runs out there.
That lake seems like that's been good for Mongo.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Not for nothing. Anytime I start walking towards the pond, it's like watching a greyhound. He goes from fat Labrador to like greyhound specimen. And but the problem is he's all gas, no brakes.
Mm.
He has no idea how to stop. Even when I throw like the frisbee like a long distance and he gets a real lather up.
Does he catch the frisbee? My mom was in town and her dog catches the frisbee and I've never been more amazed.
I throw it too hard. He can't catch up with it. Yeah. I got a rocket for a frisbee arm.
Really? Okay.
He also might be a little slow.
He might be a little slow.
He's a little, he's a little soft around the
midsection. Might be a little slow. It's like, no, you can never catch up to my passes.
No, it's just like I'm the Roger Clemens of frisbees.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, wow, we need to get you in froth. We need to have you involved in the frisbee world.
Froth?
Yeah, frisbee golf.
That feels like such a fat ass thing to do. I'm a frother.
Oh, you're gonna make fun of the froth community. You'll find out what happens real quick.
I'm just gonna just don't call yourself frothers, and I won't have a problem with you.
This is like when Lima went after the bicycle community. Okay,
No.
There's a lot of people a lot of people in that froth community.
I respect those people.
I've never been a part of it.
As
I just know they exist.
As long as you don't call yourself frothers, that sounds like something that goes with
you, mother frother.
You're playing with fire there. Which one of us is playing with fire now? No, the point is, frother sounds like it's adjacent to, what are the furries? Or fluffers. And I don't think those are two things you should want to be adjacent to.
What?
Frothers?
Come on.
They sound the same.
Okay.
I cannot be wrong in saying that frothers, which I can barely say frothers. Frothers and furries. It's like, you going out of that furry? Yeah, we're going frothing.
It's not that far of a leap.
See? The research assistant on the show who did not Google this at all.
And sex analysis. And sticks aren't that far of a leap either. There's no correlation. Oh, Jesus, they're going to find a correlation there, aren't you? But like, just because they sound close doesn't mean anything in relation. You could. I got nothing. I'm just shutting it down. We're shutting it down.
I reject your shutting
it
down.
There's no reasonable argument that I can make that once you go to fluffer and frother being in the same category, that is going to spin this thing in another direction.
That's such a gross misrepresentation.
That's going to have me on the right side of this.
I started with furries and frothers. Very similar. And then I just threw in fluffer just for like a different pate to have, like a little different canvas to paint on.
The frisbee golf community would welcome you, I would imagine. They're very intense.
There's something about it like...
They're very intense.
No, they are. And they're very talented. It should be noted. Like, I can't fling a disc like that. Disc. The word I said was disc.
Yeah, okay.
As everybody exhales, you're okay. But no, I think my point is, anything that takes itself that seriously is probably not a place for me.
Oh, we can agree on that.
Because I would use 30 minutes of, did you say fluffer? I would say that. That's where we'd start the conversation.
On the first tee, or whatever they call it, you'd be like, so you know how close this sounds, right, guys? Right? You guys on the same page?
Any guys also furries? No? No? Not that there's anything.
The
there's
Venn
no
diagram
judgment.
Has got to exist. It's got to exist in some capacity, but that's because I think that Venn diagram exists with a lot of things and furries.
Do tell.
Nope, that's all I got.
216.
How about that schedule last night?
474.
Your boy took a pounding.
0092. If you're a frother, all right?
Who's also a furry.
Get that ass.
But not the other thing. We want to hear from you.
Do we?
a furry frother? Of course I want to hear from a furry frother.
No, we don't. You're creating a new community now.
I'm going to tell you. If frothers dressed like furries, I would be 100% more likely to go to a froth match. All right?
What do you want me to do with that?
Tell me. It doesn't make it a little more interesting. What's the prize?
I think furries in
Hot
general.
Damn, there ain't no beating this. Like, what does the thing look like?
But I also think if Rory McIlroy dressed up as a furry, you'd be a lot more interested in the major that's going on right now.
You are also correct.
I think we can add furry into the mix in a lot of events for you, and all of a sudden you'd have more interest.
It would be okay. I got to see what this is about.
You'd probably find like pumping your gas interesting if someone was dressed as a furry.
Well, I just have questions of like, are you on the way?
Well, he's going to
are
a froth
you coming
match
from it?
Yeah, clearly.
Like, Is this like the adult babies that you just go out in public like this? There's no judgment. There's only question. My inquisitiveness
I would judge an adult
frolfers baby. Or furries. This is all on a level. There's no judgment with me. We ask everybody that comes in here about their life and who they are. There's no judgment. I'm just curious about everybody individually, especially if they're a furry.
Someone on the station's a frolfer. I don't know who, but someone is.
Dan Menigan.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Dan's a total frolfer.
That would make sense. Matt Corrali being a frolfer also makes sense, too. I feel like I could totally see that.
I don't think he gives frolfer.
Just got in the room.
Matt, do you have frolfer energy? Be honest.
Big frolfer energy.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what frolfer is. I wasn't possibly paying attention.
Froth if he does not a frolfer. Now, which one are you, JP?
I'm the golfer. I'm the off part of that.
Yeah. I'm the off part of that.
Yeah, not the FR part, the off part of that.
Can we get off this topic?
All right. No, because you want to hear what I think you are?
Really don't. I have an idea of what you think it is, so please no.
Well, it's not a fluffer, and it's not a frolfer. Let's see, there's three options. What could the third one be? Nice try, Fatty.
I thought the Browns' social media team was really... That was an F job last night.
Yeah?
That was really dumb.
Why, did
was
they
as,
froth?
It was as dumb as our froth conversation.
Yeah?
It was as dumb as that. Yeah, it made no sense.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. People have won Marconis for less. Right? Like, lesser shows have won Marconis. I think our mindfulness on the frothing and furry community...
I think you got worried you insulted the froth community and then spent 10 minutes trying to backtrack on it.
I'm not concerned at all. They're very intense people, and I'd like to know more about them, as well as furries.
I think in order to get your penance, you should have to go to a froth event.
Only if there's furries. 216-474-0092. Hear me out. Do you hear it? Huh? Huh? In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.